Ladies and gentlemen, this is National Consultant Mark Schuldiner calling in from Missouri in the Sunday night Business Builder call. This call has been a regimen of mine for 10 plus years. I've used this call very, very effectively in getting my week planned and also learning from the biggest leaders in Ambit Energy. So tonight we have a very, very special guest. He is one of our Rainmaker's own executive consultants, and he is a Peer Energy Award winner. I met this gentleman 6 years ago, almost to the day, in December, and he came into our business, and I met him over a phone call there, and we became really, really great friends over time. And I call him my brother from another mother, and he resides very close to me, about an hour and a half west of me or east of me, and he has built an enormous team, great organization. He's a six-figure earner with Ambit Energy. He's been in the company for a while. Plus, he has won the five-star, the coveted five-star. This gentleman has gone through a lot and recovered from it in a market that has been upside down for us for over a year. But this gentleman is still rocking it, making it happen. Executive consultant, Mr. Mike Alford, are you on the call, sir? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm live on the call, Amir.
Awesome. I'm glad to have you, sir. I'm so honored. You know, it's an honor that was due to you for a long time, Mike. So, Michael, I appreciate you jumping on the call. Can you tell our listeners how you joined Ambit Energy or how you heard about it? Who brought you in, sir?
Well, it was a young man that basically walked up to me, and I was, where was I at? I think I was actually getting some gas, and a gentleman walked up to me and asked me if I can help you save money on a bill you pay every month, and it will actually help you reduce the cost of that bill. Would you allow me to enroll you as my customer? And he eventually told me it was an electric bill. I was like, okay, well, who would not want to save money on a bill that they pay every month? So I sat down with them, and he commenced to share with me the rate that I was paying on my current bill at the time, and show me what Ambit could do to reduce that. I think I was paying about 6 or 7 cent kilowatt. And at the time, that glorious, loving time, Ambit's rates were like around 4.40. So I said, okay, yeah, you know, I was actually doing a different business at the time, and end up basically swapping out sales. I let him enroll me with Ambit, and he actually purchased something that I was selling at the time. And, you know, lo and behold, I did notice a decrease in my bill about a month later, a month or so. And I was like, okay, well, how does this work? You know, is this commission-based? I mean, how do you make money doing this? And he actually, we had to sit down another time and showed me, opened up his laptop and showed me a bunch of commissions, just a parade of commissions down the page. I said, wow, you get paid every 2 weeks doing this? He's like, no, they're going to pay me that this week. I was like, what? You got to be kidding. So, long story short, he invited me out to what I know now as to be a weekly business presentation out at a hotel here locally. And lo and behold, I mean, about a day or two later, this is back when the time when it was actually a zero cost for enrollment. You can come in for free. And I did not sign up that night. And they told me, hey, they're going to be pulling this, so it's going to probably cost $75. I thought he was just messing around with me to get me to sign up with it real quick. But he was telling the truth, and that went away. But I ended up spending $100 and got in. And, I mean, I just put my head down. Fast forward to now, I mean, this is all I've been doing is Ambit.
Yes, sir. That's an awesome story, Mike. I mean, this is what happens, ladies and gentlemen. You know, this was a happenstance, and Today, Michael is a multiple six-figure earner in Ambit Energy because of that one instance that somebody approached him. But Michael, let me ask you something. When you and I would talk 6 years ago, you were already quite successful in another business. What made you choose Ambit over that business?
Well, is this basically simply put? I mean, I was in another network marketing company that was sales-based. And, you know, I don't care how good you are at sales. I mean, I love sales. That's the number one occupation in the world. People make the most money in sales. But at some point here or there, you're going to get burned out. I don't care what you're selling. If the product is great, better than sliced bread, you know, you're going to get burned out having to take a credit or debit card from a person or a business owner to actually get them to sign up. And, you know, they could say, well, let me think about it and get back with you. But while they're thinking about it, you still got bills coming in. Those bills still got to get paid. So I was just kind of tired of selling. I was good at it. I reached a high level in the company that I was with at the time. And, you know, got nice accolades and stuff like that with that company. But like I said, so being tired of selling, I asked God, I said, Lord, if you can show me something, bring something into my life that I can do, that I can make money with, and I don't have to sell something to somebody, that's all I'm asking for, God. And this fell into my lap, and I saw that it made a lot of sense, and people didn't have to spend money. It was actually due to energy deregulation in Illinois that people have the choice to pay a lower rate for their electricity. So, you know, Ambit, from what I saw in the comparatives that I did with other companies, we were the premier company in the area. Nobody could really touch Ambit at that time. So once I started getting involved, it just, you know, basically it was like I really didn't need any training to actually get people enrolled with this because it made so much sense. And with the background that I had in sales, you know, it basically just formulated when I got signed up and I started. And it just made a lot of sense. And once I saw checks coming in where I was helping people save money on their bills and bringing other people into the company to help them get checks, everything just all made sense. And there's something called chargebacks. I don't know if people or whoever's listening in on the call know what chargebacks are, but in sales, it's like insurance type of sales. If you sell a product or service and that person cancels that service within a certain length of time, say 12 months, you're going to get what's called a chargeback. Basically, you're going to owe back that money. So when I saw that, you know, people can still become enrolled as customers, but we don't get penalized for that, that just made a lot of sense to me. So, you know, it was a blessing to fall into my lap. That's what it was. And it's still a blessing to this day.
That's so true, sir. That is so true that you identified those points there. So let me ask you another question. You've been in Ambit for 6 years plus, and you've enjoyed a really good successful track in this business. You've won the 5-star, you've won the Pure Energy Award, you've been recognized multiple times in this business. How much did you plan? Like, did you plan a track for yourself to succeed in this business, or how much has it been just a growth that you grew into the business with?
I mean, it's pretty much a combination of both, you know. You know, you learn the nuances of the business and how things roll in the company. But then you also have to, you know, position yourself to actually go to that higher level by setting goals and wanting to, you know, achieve different levels and different things. But you got to make it concrete. You know, I remember back in 2017 when I mapped it out, I said, I'm going to hit EC before this year ends. And I mapped it out on what I needed to do, how many people needed to get what, and I set forth that sale, and it actually came to fruition. Because if you don't have any solid goals and a roadmap, that's your compass to what you need to accomplish. It's like a sail, a boat set sail. If they don't have a compass, they don't know where they're going. So they're basically lost. And you can't be lost doing with these kind of businesses. You have to actually incorporate some kind of discipline to get out and do what you need to do and reach the right level of people.
And then you are a man of discipline. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, this gentleman works day in, day out, makes it happen no matter what. You know, even, and this, the next question was because of that, you overcame a lot of obstacles, Michael. Like even with the obstacles in the last few years, your business still grew and you had a fabulous growth. What kept you growing while other people slowed down?
I mean, I just kept forward and doing what I've been doing all the whole, coming up on 7 years, December 24th, on what I've been doing. I mean, you know, with the pandemic or whatever you want to call that occurred, I mean, I really didn't let anything change the way I did things. I know we were kind of handcuffed as far as business presentations live. We had to basically go into virtual mode online. And that kind of slowed things down. But, I mean, for the most part, it really didn't have an effect on my business. I just kept moving and put myself in front of the right people and try to find, you know, four or five people that they know and teach other people how to actually incorporate their list to get, you know, every customer that you enroll, you should be able to get 10 to 15 referral customers written down in names and numbers and keep the train moving, which will prevent you from stagnation and acquiring customers. So, you know, I just kept with the flow of how things have been going for the last 7 years. I really didn't deviate from it.
You're right. I mean, you know, when people slow down, it's basically their own ways. I mean, they give excuses, the precedence instead of more drive. And you've never had the lack of drive, sir. I mean, you know, you've never slowed down. The 7 years that you've been in this business there, every year there's always been an uptick in the business. And I tell people about that. And I'm proud to show you off to other people that, you know, look at this gentleman. He's overcoming hurdles, still has no difficulty in acquiring new customers, new consultants in the organization. So, let's talk about a little bit about your, you know, what has Ambit done for you in terms of time freedom, sir? You know, what has it done for you in terms of family life and your income overall happiness?
Well, I say like this, I put it like this. I mean, as far as time freedom, I've enjoyed that pretty much, I say, probably six months into being in the business, 6 to 8 months. I mean, I haven't looked back, and, you know, it's just, I have not had to really, I haven't worried about paying a bill, you know, in almost 7 years. I mean, I'm not a millionaire in the company by a long shot, but I'll just say I'm a high thousandaire. And I acquire to get to those levels, like some of the top leaders like yourself, you know, at Yellow Jacket. But the time freedom, that is the most valuable thing I've acquired by becoming an Ambit Energy Consultant. You know, I don't have to worry about going to a job, punching the clock, you know, begging for a raise or, you know, trying to like people I don't like in the corporate setting and play the little game. This is the ultimate business to where if you stick and stay, you'll get your pay. You just got to put in the hard work and bust your butt and hit the levels. That way, once you hit those levels, you can really kind of, I'm not going to say relax or take the pedal off the brake, but it's like you can really have that time to be flexible and do what you want to do. I'm looking to do some traveling coming up this year. And that's one great thing. I know I won't have to worry about money. I don't have to worry about where am I going to get the money to do this or that. It's just an awesome opportunity when you can, you know, create income and then put it into different investment vehicles so you know you can make that money work for you. So, you know, that's been a blessing for me. Ambit has been a complete blessing. Wonderful company, great leadership. You know, I don't know what else to say. It's just like, I don't know, you know, I wish I would have gotten the Ambit back when they first came out in 06, because I know I'd be at least a 2-3 millionaire in the hole. I know I would. But this company is awesome. With the money they put on the table, it's a great incentive to go out and help people get into business. Because when they're knowing their first check is going to be over $300 and they've invested $100, you know, you're getting an ROI already on your first check, and that really motivates people to want to stay and get more money and help other people and bring people in. So, you know, that the time freedom is the best part of it. I have to say that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I totally agree with you, Michael. I mean, and you've proven it to many other people that came in the business that it can be done. And then, you know, there are people in your business that have done well in that, because they learn from the best. So I appreciate it very, very much. So let me ask you another quick question. Is that it's, you know, life throws many curveballs, and we've had some things happen in our market there that kind of derailed a few people there. And tell us some of your difficulties that you have had to overcome, either in business or in life, I think, as you're going along in the 7-year journey, sir.
You say, was there something that derailed me? Was that your question there?
Yeah, any difficulties that you had to overcome yourself, either personally or in business there?
Yeah, I mean, when you have things that are put in place that kind of hinder you from performing what you need to do, it's always a struggle and a hindrance. But all in all, you know, you got to just move around that and actually just push forward. I mean, I've experienced people quitting, stopping, not doing anything anymore, not answering their phones. It's the same thing all leaders have experienced, you know, in Ambit. You know, you got to just rebuild. I've rebuilt several times, brought new people in, you know. I know it's probably an 80-90% or higher chance that people will quit these businesses or don't even do anything at all. So you always got to be looking for somebody that shows the traits of being a leader and that can actually adequately comprehend how this business works and show them what to do and wind them up and have them do the same thing with others. So, you know, the most challenging thing I've dealt with is probably, it has to be that, just basically people quitting, you know, going back to jobs. Like I said, though, you just that always comes back into play where you can take the list that they gave you that you had them sit down with and go dig into their list and see who you can bring to the top of the pile. So, you know, everything has its ups and downs. You know, we're dealing with things, ups and downs in the company right now with the rates and the explosion of the higher rates. I mean, that's something we can't control. You know, systems that don't work so well all the time. But still, all in all, we got to get it done. We got to utilize what we have. You know, so it is what it is.
That's true, Michael. You know, Brian McClure always draws that circle, and the two circles where the circle inside is what you can control, and the circle outside, the dots on the outside, you cannot control that. And there are things that's out of our control, but the things that we can control, you know, Michael, you've utilized it very well and, you know, made it work, even if things are not always convenient. So let me ask you another thing, and this is a question just about general network marketing itself. Network marketing has been good for you for a long time. I mean, you've been in network marketing for a while. Major part of your career has been in network marketing, and you've had quite a bit of success in it too also. So why do you think that this is a great profession? Why is it still your game, sir?
I mean, why do I think network marketing is still the game? Well, I mean, it just, when you can provide a great service or a great product and you believe in what you're providing, and you display and you transfer that enthusiasm to others, and they catch that vibe too. I mean, that's just basically going to set off a chain reaction. You know, there's no other profession on this earth that can really top network marketing if you know what you're doing and you're committed to it. You know, like I said at the top of this call, I mean, sales is the highest paid profession in the world. And at a time when most people are seeing a vast decrease in their income due to inflation and situations that are preventing people from economic expansion, you know, you got a company that actually everybody else is slowing down with their finances, their money's going down, because those hourly jobs don't keep up with inflation. They're still at that same pay rate. And when you got a company that you can actually invest and put other people into it, and you can go out and create an amount of money, whatever you desire, whatever your goals are for any particular time, you know, that just takes a lot of stress off of you. You know, and that's what network marketing can do. That's what Ambit does. So, you know, my greatest fear is my why is I don't want to have to work a job. I don't want to go back to a job. So that's what keeps me in this game. I don't want that. I don't want that life anymore. Because I see too many people that work and they're unhappy and they're complaining. But then you can, some of these same people, you can show them an opportunity and they see that you having success with it, but still won't get involved in it. But then they come around eventually, like, you still doing that Ambit thing? Or maybe they'll call it Ambient. And I'm like, no, that's a sleep aid. It's Ambit, A-M-B-I-T. But, they eventually all come around and get started and get involved in the game. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a wonderful thing to be involved with. I'm just going to say that network marketing is gold.
Yes, sir. You know, most of us who are on this call tonight, they agree. So, Michael, I know, you know, this is the end of the year, and I know we're all dreaming about next year, a better year to fulfill some dreams. What is in your mind, sir? What is your next dream? What's your next goal? Tell us a little bit.
My next goal?
Yes, sir.
Is to make a great push forward to get my yellow jacket. So, you know, I want to put more emphasis on other areas of my business and expand that. But my goal is to, you know, get that coveted yellow jacket that you are wearing, that you look so great on stage in, out in Dallas. That's my goal. And just to help as many people as I can and to travel more. That's what my dreams are for 2023.
That's awesome, sir. Take me on some of your travels. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael does like to travel. And, you know, he will post pictures there. I'm quite envious of his ability to go travel. He takes off some times in the year and just goes, and that's it. So that's the lifestyle. You know, you guys can enjoy that lifestyle if you put in some effort and work into this business, and you can all be like Michael. And Michael's jacket is getting built. He's already halfway there, more than halfway there. He's going to get it in the next couple of years. So before I end, Michael, I'm going to turn it over to you for any last words some inspiration, words of inspiration, and some, you know, direction that you want people to do next year?
Well, I mean, I'm just going to say, you know, I don't know how many people on this call, but, you know, if you're new, you just got to have posture and self-confidence. You know, nobody can go inside your mind and pour self-confidence into your brain. You have to have that. You have to read the right books. You know, actually, you know, engulf yourself with information that's on the positive front. You got to build that self-confidence and have posture, because, you know, if you walking around like, hey, you want to try Ambit? Would you let me enroll you? Can I help you do this? Instead of having actual confidence in what you're saying and believing in yourself, you know, this is a business that can pay you $1 million. Some people, you know, unfortunately, they don't really see it that way until they start actually getting the right mindset to do what they need to do. You know, posture comes out. If you're confident and you know, hey, you know, I'm involved with a company that reached $1 billion in revenue, one of the fastest companies in the country and in the world, and I want to show you something that could definitely benefit you, would you take 5 minutes to take a look at a short video? You know, you got to have that stamina and that tone in your voice that makes people want to say, this guy's doing some things. Just have a better posture and believe in your business and yourself, because that goes a long way. You know, another thing I want to touch on was consistency and persistency. You don't get paid in Ambit if you quit and you don't do anything. You got to be consistent in what you do. You got to have persistency, because, you know, all the top leaders in the company have persistency and consistency. They're not making money if they're not persistent and consistent. That's definitely number one thing you got to be and got to do, because, you know, hey, winners don't quit. We don't quit. We keep going and going and going like the Energizer Bunny. So that's what I'm going to say, and that's what I'm going to part out on, is just those key things. Always keep your consistent level high and always be persistent. Just because somebody didn't answer the phone, you can always continue to talk to that person, go to their house, show them more information, get them on a three-way. Just keep the persistent level high, and it'll always work in your favor.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it very much, Michael. Thank you very much for giving up your time tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open up the call in just a second to say thank you to Michael. But I want to mention this, guys. Kickoff 2023, the registration is open. It's $25. If you're attending it in person, I implore that you do attend in person. You want to go down to Dallas and Irving and have quite a bit of fun that we're expecting to have there. And guys, listen, there's going to be training, but there's also the online event there too. Also, you can watch that. But I would ask you guys, you know, make a trip down to Dallas, even for that day there, and maybe pick up some new consultants while you're in Dallas. Every time when we go travel down there, we're always, you know, recruiting people. Michael has done that too also. So let me end with this. Christmas is here, so I'm wishing every one of you guys Merry Christmas. As next week, we don't have a call. That's Christmas Day. The following week will be January 1st. Then that call will be hosted by Mr. Brian McClure. He's coming back on the call there. So corporate's taking the call over, and they will send out notifications about who's going to be on the call. So I will see you guys next year. So God willing, everybody have a safe and wonderful Christmas. And I'm opening up the lines so that you can say thank you to Mr. Michael Alford.